are some things that just don't make any logical sense. Like, why in the world would Ed Curry ever develop the ghost pepper? I like spicy foods and all, but that's just dumb. The idea for the first parachute came from Leonardo da Vinci. Great concept if your plane is going to crash. Problem was, the first airplane wasn't invented until 1903. And again, if your plane is going down, parachute a great idea. But why did André Jacques Garnerin from France jump out of an air balloon from 3,200 feet for no reason whatsoever? It just doesn't make logical sense. Standing in front of a 100-mile-an-hour slapshot also doesn't make logical sense. Hit me with your best shot. But it's something that hockey players do without even thinking about it, without worrying about breaking a limb. A hockey player's mentality is get in front of that slapshot. It doesn't make logical sense, but it's expected of you, especially if you're a Beaver hockey player. It's part of the culture here.
We got to block shots better. I mean, that's one thing, again, and too many shots are getting through. I don't like that. We got to clean that up.
Defenseman Tyler Jubenville, who's blocked a shot or two in his days, but also scored his first career goal last night.
Whenever you see a shot coming, you want to try and get in front of it. Obviously, help our goalie out as much as possible. You know, they're there to make saves, but we can be the first and second layer in front of them to try and stop it before it gets to them.
On the flip side last night, St. Thomas didn't block enough shots either. They lost for the 16th time this year, their first in Division One, all because the Beavers' Owen Sillinger did last night what Owen Sillinger has done all year. And heck, all through his career.
Martin, cross-ice pass. Iarullo drops it back for Martin. High slot. Over it goes for Owen Sillinger. He scores! Fabulous directional pass from the left circle to the right. And Bemidji State leads 1-0.
Blocking shots, stepping in front of slap shots, doesn't make logical sense, but it's expected here. And if the Beavers do their job tonight, score some goals, block a few more shots, they're getting on the bus tonight with 2 wins and 6 CCHA points. Will that bus horn sound 6 times tonight, leaving this parking lot? We'll find out next. Budweiser pregame show, here on the Beaver Radio Network.